आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। लीडर्स ऑफ यूएस, फ्रांस, जर्मनी, यूके एंड इटली कंडेम हमास अटैक ऑन इजराइल एज डेथ टोल इन द वॉर क्लाइम्स टू 1,500। Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leaves for Marrakesh, Morocco to attend annual meetings of World Bank and IMF along with G20 FMCBG meetings. Two terrorists killed in an encounter at Alshipora in Shopian district of Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah to launch party's election campaign in Telangana today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact and address contingent of Indian athletes of Asian Games in New Delhi today. And in ICC Men's World Cup, New Zealand beat Netherlands by 99 runs in Hyderabad, England to take on Bangladesh in Dharmashala, and Pakistan to clash with Sri Lanka in Hyderabad today. The leaders of the United States, France, Germany, the United Kingdom and Italy issued a joint statement, have condemned the surprise attacks on Israel carried out by the militant group Hamas. US President Joe Biden, along with President Emmanuel Macron of France, Chancellor Scholz of Germany, Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak of the United Kingdom, stated in the statement that the terrorist acts of Hamas have no justification. It said the countries will support Israel in its efforts to defend itself and its people against such atrocities. These leaders said they recognize the legitimate aspirations of the Palestinian people, but Hamas does not represent those aspirations as it offers nothing for the Palestinian people other than more terror and bloodshed. Meanwhile, the CNN reports that more than 900 people have died in Israel and more than 600 in Gaza. Israel has won. The war is just beginning. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has embarked on an official visit to Marrakesh, Morocco, beginning today. She will attend the annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund along with G20 FMCBG meetings. The annual meetings will be attended by finance ministers and central bankers from across the world. Finance Minister Mrs. Sitharaman and RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das will co-chair the fourth G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting. The Finance Minister will also hold bilateral meetings with Indonesia, Morocco, Brazil, Switzerland, Germany and France, besides other meetings scheduled to take place from the 11th to 15th October in Marrakesh. President Draupadi Murmu received a Tanzanian counterpart, Dr. Samia Suluhu Hassan, at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening. The president also hosted a banquet in honor of the visiting leader. Welcoming her, President Murmu recalled India's centuries-old friendship with Tanzania, which is based on a rich history of cultural and trade relations between the people and the shared struggle against colonialism. She said that the presence of the Indian diaspora for over 200 years in Tanzania is testimony to Tanzania's warm hospitality and inclusive culture. Both leaders agreed that elevation of the India-Tanzania relationship to a strategic partnership during this visit would benefit the people of both countries. In the Kashmir Valley, two terrorists were killed by a joint team of security forces in a nocturnal gunfight which broke out at Alshipora hamlet in South Kashmir's Shopian district. According to Additional Director General of Police Kashmir, the terrorist neutralized in the operation had the association with the banned terror outfit Lashkar-e-Toyba. One of the slain terrorists was involved in the killing of a Kashmiri Pandit, Sanjay Sharma, few months back. Meanwhile, search operation in the area is underway. The Interministerial Central Team, IMCT, is visiting flash flood-affected areas of Mangan, Naga and Chungthang in Sikkim today. The team visited flood-affected areas of Gangtok and Pakyong districts and Pidang, Lower Zongu yesterday. It visited IBM, Rangpo, ATTC, Bardang, Golitar, Singtam and Dikchu. They assessed damages caused to infrastructures along the way, including Indireni and Sirwani bridges and suspension bridges of Jorlunge and 20th mile Majitar. The visit also made to the relief camp located in Majigao to assess relief and rehabilitation efforts. The central team made a recommendation for maintenance of proper sanitation at the relief centers. The death toll has climbed to 36, including 10 Indian Army personnel. State Disaster Management Authority confirmed that 80 people are still missing. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Assembly elections in Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Mizoram will be held next month. Counting of votes for all five states will take place on the 3rd of December. The Election Commission announced the poll schedule for the five states in New Delhi yesterday. Elections for 40-member assembly seats in Mizoram will be held on the 7th of November and 90-member assembly seats in Chhattisgarh on 7th and 17th November. Notification for Mizoram and first phase elections in Chhattisgarh will be issued on Friday. For the second phase in Chhattisgarh, it will be issued on the 21st of October. In Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana, single-phase polling will take place. In Madhya Pradesh, it will be held on the 17th of November, in Rajasthan on 23rd and in Telangana on 30th November. There are 679 assembly seats in these five states and 16 crore electors. Around 60 lakh first-time voters will participate in these polls. Briefing media New Delhi Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said, polls in these five states hold a unique significance as they serve as the final assembly elections before the grand stage of general elections in 2024. He assured that the commission will ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections in these five states. Mr. Rajiv Kumar recalled that the EC had recently brought out a pro forma for parties and states to explain how and when the promises made by them in the poll manifesto will be implemented.
कमीशन ने एक परफॉर्मा इशू किया था दैट परफॉर्मा इज इन पब्लिक डोमेन ये परफॉर्मा बेसिकली ये कहता है कि पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज को अपने मैनिफेस्टो में क्या करेंगे ये बताने का अधिकार है लेकिन साथ ही साथ वोटर को ये जानने का अधिकार है कि ये कब करेंगे कितना करेंगे और कैसे करेंगे
All major political parties are intensifying the preparations following the announcement of schedule for the assembly elections. In Telangana, the Gazette notification will be issued on the 3rd of next month for the 119 assembly seats. Telangana state is likely to witness triangular contest at many constituencies between BJP, ruling Bharat Rashtriya Samiti BRS and Congress in the election. The BRS has already announced its candidates for almost all constituencies and on the 15th of this month is likely to issue B forms to them. However, the Congress and BJP are yet to come up with the candidates' lists. The BRS, then TRS, managed to win 88 seats out of 119 and had a dominant vote share of 47.4% in the previous assembly election held in 2018. Congress was in a distant second position with 19 seats with 28.7% vote share. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will launch party's election campaign in Telangana today with a public meeting at Adilabad, followed by a meeting of intellectuals in Sikandrabad. Party State President G. Kishan Reddy announced this in Hyderabad last evening at a press conference. He claimed that there is a silent revolution in the state and people want change of government in the state. In Madhya Pradesh, political activities have begun with a poll date announcement. Here is the report.
In Madhya Pradesh, the main contest in the 230-member assembly has usually been between the ruling BJP and the Congress. This time too, the situation is no different. As far as election preparations are concerned, BJP is leading so far by declaring its candidate for 135 seats out of 230 assembly seats, while the Congress has not yet opened its cards. At the same time, parties like Samajwadi Party and Aam Aadmi Party, which are in alliance with Congress at the national level, have increased the tension of Congress by declaring their candidates on some seats. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Meanwhile, BJP yesterday announced the name of candidates for poll-bound Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. The party issued another list of 57 candidates for Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will contest from Budhini seat, while State Minister Narottam Mishra will be the party's candidate from Datia constituency. For Rajasthan, the BJP released its first list of 41 candidates. The list figures 7 MPs. Rajyavardhan Singh Rathore will contest from Jhotwara and Kirodi Lal Meena will contest from Sawai Madhopur seat. For Chhattisgarh, the party announced the list of 64 candidates. Former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Raman Singh will contest from Rajnandgaon Assembly seat, while Union Minister Renuka Singh will be the BJP candidate from Bharatpur Sonhat seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today interact and address the contingent of Indian athletes who participated in the Asian Games. He will host the athletes in New Delhi for the outstanding achievement at the Asian Games and to motivate them for future competitions. India won a total of 107 medals, including 28 gold medals, in the Asian Games concluded on Sunday. This is India's best performance in the Asian Games in terms of total number of medals won. Congratulating the Indian contingent on the phenomenal achievement, the Prime Minister said, every awe-inspiring performance has made history and filled the hearts of countrymen with pride. The program will be attended by the athletes of the Indian contingent for the Asian Games, their coaches, officials from the Indian Olympic Association, and representatives of the national sports federations. In ICC Cricket World Cup 2023, defending champion England will take on Bangladesh in Dharmashala today at 10:30 a.m, while Pakistan will lock horns with Sri Lanka in Hyderabad from 2 p.m. Yesterday, New Zealand defeated the Netherlands by 99 runs in the league stage match in Hyderabad. Chasing a target of 323 runs, the Netherlands were all out for 223 in 46.3 overs. Opting to bowl, Netherlands started with three maiden overs, but they could not capitalise the early momentum as the Kiwis scored 322 runs in the stipulated 50 overs. Meanwhile, the Indian cricket team has landed in Delhi for its fixture against Afghanistan tomorrow at the Arun Jaitley Stadium. India Post Delhi Circle began its week-long celebrations on World Post Day yesterday. The theme this year is Together for Trust, Collaborating for a Safe and Connected Future. Financial Literacy Day, Philately Day, Mails and Parcel Day and Antyodaya Divas will be celebrated during the National Postal Week, which will take place till 13th of October. On the Philately Day on 11th of October, various workshops and seminars will be organized by all postal units of Delhi Circle to create a buzz among the students about philately as a fascinating hobby. In Gujarat, more than 7,600 rural post offices have been brought under new digital banking platform on 5G-ready networks till October 1st. Talking to Akashvani, the Chief Postmaster General of Gujarat Circle, Neeraj Kumar, said nearly 12,000 small-scale merchants in the state have been equipped with India Post Payment Bank UPI systems to enable faster digital payment. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Navneet Singh.
Thank you, Abhishek. Stage set for polls in five states, leads Hindustan Times. The paper says 161 million voters to have their say in the last batch of key assembly polls in run-up to the Lok Sabha elections, verdict out on 3rd December. Israel begins Gaza siege, leads the Pioneer. Gaza under total siege, no power, fuel or food, reports the Asian Age. India, Tanzania to elevate ties to strategic partnership, informs the Tribune. Harvard's Claudia Golden, only third woman to win Economics Nobel, states the Asian Age. On the Afghanistan quakes, the Indian Express writes, rescue workers search for survivors' bodies as Taliban put toll at 2,400. PM to personally congratulate India's Asian Games team, says the statesman. And finally, India's ascendancy in the Asian Games, a confluence of talent, infrastructure and government support, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Navneet. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Leaders of US, France, Germany, UK and Italy condemn Hamas attack on Israel as death toll in the war climbs to 1,500. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leaves for Marrakesh, Morocco to attend annual meetings of World Bank and IMF along with G20 FMCBG meetings. Two terrorists killed in an encounter at Al-Shipora in Shopian district of Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah to launch party's election campaign in Telangana today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact and address contingent of Indian athletes of Asian Games in New Delhi today. And in ICC Men's World Cup, New Zealand beat Netherlands by 99 runs in Hyderabad, England to take on Bangladesh in Dharmashala, and Pakistan to clash with Sri Lanka in Hyderabad today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.